We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas Tavi Ben Menachem Rish and Chaim Yachim and Pinchas Eliyahu. We also learn Le'ilui Nishmas Tzvi Hirsch Ben Shraga Feivel. We are in Ksuvos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Test. Shnaim Shehu Tziu Shtar Chov Zeh Al Zeh. You have a case where two people, Reuven and Shimon, each produced a loan document that the other one owed him money. But Reuven's loan document, his note of indebtedness, has an earlier date than that of Shimon. So Shimon's going to argue to Reuven, obviously, either your note is a forgery, I never borrowed money, or I already paid you back, because if it were correct, that you're telling me that I borrowed money I borrowed money from you, so then you would have demanded that money when I wrote a loan document that says a later date. You never would have borrowed money from me. You would have demanded the money that I owe you. I obviously already paid you. Or maybe your document is a forgery. That's the argument that Shimon produces, and that's what Shimon advances, and that's what Admon maintains, that Shimon has the right to make such a claim and will not have to pay. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Shnaim shehutziu shtar chov ze al ze, Admon omer, ilu ha'yisi chayv l'cha, ketanat ha'lovi mimeni. If I were the chayv to you with your document that has an earlier date, why would you have borrowed money from me from a later date? V'chachamim omrim, no, that argument, the note produced by, let's say, the earlier creditor, that's not disqualified just because of that argument. And therefore, Chachamim Omrim, Zego Vishtar Chovo Vizego Vishtar Chovo, each one collects his debt, Reuven collects, and Shimon collects. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Now, we divide Eretz Yisrael with respect to several halachos into three aratzos, into three lands, literally. And the Mishnah here tells us that that's true with respect to marriage as well. What do you mean about marriage? We divide Eretz Yisrael. So the halacha is that a man from one country marries a woman from another country, he can compel her to live in his country. That's the assumption when you get married in those days, that the woman's come to live with the man in his home, in his country. So, but if let's say he's living in a particular country and now he wants to move, he can compel her to move to another country, maybe to another town within the same country or the same city, which we'll discuss in the Mishnah. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is that even Eretz Yisrael is divided into different lands. So Shalosh Aratzos L'Nesuin Yehuda, which is the south of Israel, Ve'Ever HaYarden, cross the Yarden, Ve'Hagolil, and the north. So it means if a man marries a woman in Yehuda, he can't coerce her to move with him to the Galil or to the other side of the Jordan River. So that's halacha, but that's only if the husband lives in the land where they marry, meaning they got married here and he lives here and now he wants to move to another place. But let's say she's from another country, she's from Eretz HaYarden and he lives in Yehuda. So then, of course, as we said, he can compel her to live there because that's the assumption when they got married. Then the Mishnah continues, Ein motzin me'ir le'ir umikrach le'krach. They could also cannot remove one from another from town to town and from city to city. Now we have these ear to ear, krach usually means, and at least in Maseches Megillah, means a city with a wall around it. Not necessarily so in this Mishnah. It may just mean a larger city, and ear may mean, let's say, a town. But the bottom line here is that the husband cannot compel his wife to move even from a town in one land to a town in another land. What it means is that you'll say, hold on, we're not, I know I'm bringing you to another country, meaning they're living now in one country. And now he says, listen, I know we're moving and I'm not allowed to compel you to move, but it's going to be the same type of neighborhood. We're moving from an ear to an ear, not from the suburbs to the suburbs. So may that should be okay with you. So the answer is no. Ein motzin me'il er'ir. And the same thing, mikrach l'krach. From a city in one land to a city in another land, he cannot compel it to do so. He certainly, obviously, can't compel it to move from a town to a city to a town, because as the Mishnah will explain, there are differences between them, and there'd be a reason why she would say, I like living in a larger city, or I like living in the suburbs. So a city, let's say, for example, a city which is larger than a town, it's a commercial center that people are coming from all over the place, and it's easier for her to go shopping there. Maybe she wants to live in a krach and not in an ear. Aval ba'os ha'aretz. But let's say in the same land, meaning that they were married in Yehuda, and now what do their husband was? What do they want to do? So they were married in Yehuda. The husband wants to move to another location in Yehuda. So then motzin me'ir le'ir u'mikrach le'krach. He can compel his wife to move from one city to from a city to a city, and from a krach to a krach. So once again, if he wants to bring her to another country, even bring her to the same type of neighborhood, krach lekrach ilir is not allowed. When they are in and in the same, if he's bringing her, they're not going to another country, another land, another eretz, let's say Yehuda Tever HaYarden or Galil to Yehuda, whatever it is. So then, ba'os ha'aretz, he's limited. He can be motzi me'ir le'ir, mikrach lekrach, within the same country, he can compel his wife to move from one town to another, another city to another, because it's the same type of area. Avom lo me'ir lekrach. But even though he's not moving out of Yehuda and living in the same country, the same Eretz, same land in Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless, for her to move from Ir Lekrach, Volomi Krach Le'ir to be not allowed. Why? So we say like this, Ir Lekrach, maybe you'll say, hold on, I thought we said there's a lot of shopping in a Krach, so maybe she'll want to move from an Ir to Krach. Maybe that's moving up. So the answer is no, because the cities are very crowded, the houses are very close together, the air is polluted, and people who are used to the suburbs, a lot more space, a lot more air, and gardens, grass, and all of that, they're not going to want to move to the city. Not only that, another explanation here is that he can't force her to move, let's talk about a krach, let's assume krach means a walled city, as we've said, as we learned in Maseches Megillah. Let's say that's what it means. So then we understand it as well. If we're speaking about Ir is an unwalled city and Krach is a walled city, so what the Mishnah is teaching us is he can't force her to move from an unwalled town to a walled city because a walled city could be besieged by an enemy. And then the people who live there can't escape. An unwalled city is more difficult to besiege and it's a little bit easier for people to escape, so she may not want to move to a Krach from an Ir. But the other way is also true. Even in the same land, the same country, v'lo mikrach le'ir, he can't force him to move from a city to a town because we said very convenient to live in a city. There's a lot of shopping available, a lot of things are available. Or if we're going to learn like krach means a walled city, maybe it means he can't compel him to move from a walled city to an unwalled city. Why? Because a walled city has more protection from if the city is being attacked. So either way, only in the same country and only from a krach to krach and ear to ear can he force her to do. Then motzin mi nava hara le nava hayafa, avalo mi nava hayafa le nava hara. Another halacha. He has the right to force her to go from a nava hara, which is a bad dwelling place. Nava is just a dwelling place. So he can do because they're moving to a nicer house. So if as long as it's ear to ear, krach to krach, in the same country, in the same land, and now to a nicer house, obviously it should be allowed. Avalomi nava hayafel nava hara, but obviously not to a dwelling place that's not as nice. Now it means that even if he's moving one city to another, from town to town, he can force her to come accompany him only if they're moving. What does it mean to a nicer neighborhood? So it means a nicer neighborhood is where there's food is more available. And it's not as expensive. So, and what do we assume according to some Rishonim? What's a bad neighborhood? So, a bad neighborhood. Yeah, we can understand what several things could be a bad neighborhood. But let's say where things are very expensive, and food. Bad neighborhood food is it's scarce, so you don't have enough, so therefore she's not going to have be able to afford to eat, so that's a bad neighborhood. Won't be able to buy food. So that's the difference, and therefore motzin from nav hara li nav hayafa, but not nav hayafa li nav hara. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer af lomi nav hara li nav hayafa. He disagrees. He says, no, he can't even compel her to go from, and this, remember, this is in the same land, same country, let's say, same land in Eretz Yisrael, but it's but and it's from town to town or city to city, krach krach, and or ear to ear, but moving from a nicer neighborhood to a bad neighborhood to a nicer neighborhood, still he cannot force her to do that. Why? Because the Nave Yafa Bodek, it checks, it inspects. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Shinui Veses Tchilas Chole Me'ayim. Changing of the season is going to, a little bit of change is going to now cause intestinal problems. So that's, what does that mean? It causes people to get sick just by the mere fact that they're changing, even though they're moving to something that's very nice. And the Rambam, who rules like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the husband cannot force his wife even to go from another Yafa to another Ra'a, another Ra'a to another Yafa, even if it's going to be nicer, he can't compel it to do so. He says, "Mnei Shahanava Hayafa Bodek." What does that mean? And I quote, "Mnei Shehi." She has to take care of herself, inspect herself in the Nava Hayafa, Bo Kala Uchura in Hilchos Ishus Per Yugimel Halacha Yudches. What are we afraid of? It's in a better location. She has to trouble herself in taking care of herself. She shouldn't be thought, people shouldn't think she's just a plain, ugly woman. She has to take care, put on nice clothing. So that's in a nafe yafe, she has to dress. She has to dress a little bit more fancy, and therefore, the Rambam rules like the opinion of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel.